News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland is today launching a home energy challenge to encourage people to be more energy efficient at home. And joining me now to discuss this further is Marketing Campaigns Manager with the SEAI, Susan Andrew. Susan, you're very welcome along to the show. Tell me a little bit about this challenge that you have.
Good morning and thanks for inviting me along. So, yes, the Home Energy Challenge, it's part of the SEAI's drive to get more people involved in real and sustainable climate action. So it's all about moving us away from fossil fuels. So it's launching today and it is a 5-day challenge. And as you said, it's all about making people aware of, you know, how we use our energy in the home and what we can do to change our behaviours and become more energy conscious. So really, it's about reducing our own carbon footprint, but also we're going to benefit because we're going to save money then on our own energy bills.
Yeah, and of course, every single household in the country is possibly with all your good intentions thinking, well, if it cuts down on my electricity and gas bill, I'll do it. And, you know, aside from anything else. Now, some of the tips that you are encouraging people to do, these are simple things and they're mostly for free. Mm-hmm. So drop the thermostat by 1 degree. What do you think should be our normal household temperature? Because I don't know about everybody out there, I fight with my husband about this all the time because I think most women have colder blood. That's my scientific
take on it. Yeah, I'd have to agree. Yeah. Yeah, no, in our living spaces, you know, the recommended temperature is 20 degrees. Now, as you say, we do tend to have it a little bit higher, but even dropping it 1 degree, you know, you could be saving up to 10% on your energy bills. So, as I said, it's a 5-day challenge. So once you register, and you can register on our website, so it's seai.ie/home energy challenge, you will get a daily e-zine from us. And it's really quick tips to help you look at how you're using energy in the home. So day one today is, as you say, all about your heating. Turn down the thermostat in your living areas. Only heat the areas that you need to heat. So, you know, we always have those rooms that we don't use that often, but we might still have our radiators on full blast. So turn those down. Look at getting your boiler serviced every year. If you have heating controls on your heating system, use them. So only heat it when you need to heat it. You know, make sure it's off when you're leaving the house. They're really quick tips, and that's the key here. I mean, there will be, in the e-zine, we have big actions as well. So, you know, we are encouraging people to look at insulating your home because, you know, ultimately, if you can make that investment, even with the likes of attic insulation, you're going to really keep your valuable heat in. So you are losing 30% of your heat through uninsulated walls and attic spaces.
We are. And of course, that's one of the kind of the more expensive measures, because if people start getting into insulation, I know there are great grants available from the SEAI, but it is kind of a lot of money and it's a big thing that maybe people have to have over it. So in terms of behavioural change, and this is, I suppose, what this is about, Susan, because it's just small incremental things that we can all do a little bit easier. What are you hoping you get out of this campaign?
Well, it's really about, you know, we all have bad habits, leaving lights on, you know, when we're changing our light bulbs. It's little things like to just be conscious of, you know, if I'm replacing light bulbs, go for the energy efficient ones. You know, don't leave your appliances on standby. When you're running your dishwasher or your washing machine in the house, look at using the eco systems, which uses a cold, you know, a not as hot temperature for, you know, washing. And all these tiny little things, they might sound small, but, you know, collectively, if we're all doing our bit to reduce our own carbon footprint, collectively, it's going to have a bigger impact. And as I said, it's going to save you in the long run because, you know, as energy prices are rising, you want to reduce your energy bills. So it's all about that, you know, behavioural change and just being very aware of how you operate in your house, how you're using your energy and those little things that you can do now that are going to help you, you know, just be a bit more energy conscious and improve your carbon footprint and of course, reduce your energy bills.
Okay, I'm a devil for filling up the kettle when I only want a cup of tea. Okay, that's brilliant, Susan. Now, so the website again, seai.ie, and it's /home energy challenge. And there's all kinds of calculators and what your actions are costing you and all that in there. Susan Andrews, Marketing Campaigns Manager with the SEAI. Thanks a million for joining us this morning on News Talk Breakfast.